But when an energy unit such as yourself sees itself as not part of the system at all, but as a product of the system, the life form is created an illusion. It is one of the 10 illusions of humans. It is the illusion of disunity.
And then along comes chaos theory and quantum physics.
Yes, and quantum physics is simply the scientific explanation for how God, the system, if you please, looks at its individual parts and watches itself impacting those parts. You would call this phenomenon, in spiritual terms, a higher level of consciousness or increased self-awareness. It is when that which is aware experiences the fact that it affects that of which it is aware.
Nothing which is observed is unaffected by the observer. The first law of quantum physics.
Good. That's very good.
Thank you.
Now, the energy unit or life form experiences itself as part of a system again. It becomes aware that the more rapid is the vibration of its energy, the higher is its frequency, and the more impact it has on the energy around it.
This is absolutely fascinating. I can even see how this applies to my own life. The more I become self-aware, the more impact I see myself having upon the life that's going on around me. And the more I have a sense of that, the more conscious I imagine I would become of my potential impact. And I can take that into account as I make future decisions.
That's the way it's supposed to work, but many earthly life forms, most actually, cannot always determine their impact with precision ahead of time. So unpredictability becomes part of the system. This is called creation. It is the creation and the creator being the same thing. Everything is predictable in the energy unit you call a rock. Left to its own devices, it will continue to manifest itself in precisely the same way over an extended period. Now along comes a human being, an energy unit or life form, vibrating at a much higher frequency, having the capacity to see in the rock what the rock does not and cannot see in itself. The human does something totally unpredictable from the rock's point of view. The human being picks up the rock, puts it in a tumbler, and polishes it until it reveals itself to be a shining and beautiful stone. The much slower energy system of which the rock is normally a part can also produce the same result, with the earth itself becoming the tumbler and its elements rubbing against the rock until a precious stone appears. Yet that can take eons, whereas a human being who knows how to move energy around consciously to produce a specific result can produce the same outcome in a few hours. This is conscious creation.
I get it. Everything I do is part of the creation process inherent in all of life. And after I evolve to a really high level, I can actually predict and even control the way in which I'm impacting life. I can become the master of my own destiny.
Now you are indeed getting it.
Ah, great.
Uh-huh. Once you understand all of this, once you start looking at life and God and creation in a new way, it begins to shift your whole ground of being. It changes the way you hold the experience of life itself and yourself in it. Finally, as life forms become even more self-aware, they begin to access different levels of consciousness, including the level of consciousness from which they themselves emerged. This produces a reversal of the separation phenomenon, the second pivotal moment, a disappearing of individual consciousness, a melting of it into the all, in an experience that some Eastern mystics have called bliss or nirvana.
I can achieve this. That's what you're telling me, isn't it?
That is exactly what I am saying, yes. Bliss is the natural state of being of all life. And all life forms return to it. Highly evolved life forms move in and out of this state at will. It is the cyclical movement in and out of bliss that propels life itself and causes it to be. This cycle of life never ends. If it did, life itself would cease to be. Such a thing cannot occur because life will not allow it.